There's a plan A and a plan B.
Gravitational anomalies change everything.
Problem is gravity. How to get a viable amount of human life off the planet. This is one way. Plan B.
That's why plan A is a lot more fun. I'm asking you to trust me. Find us a new home.
Don't let me leave, Murph. Don't let me leave, Murph. Don't let me leave, Murph. Don't let me leave, Murph.
T-minus 10. T-minus 10. T-minus 9. T-minus 9. T-minus 8. 7. 6. 5. Main engine start. Main engine start. Main engine start. 3. Main engine start. 2. 1.
No way, help it.
Hello, my name is Ahmed, and I'm today with my two guests, Ferhat and Jessica.
Hey.
Hello.
Today the podcast is about the movie Interstellar, but first of all, I want to give you a spoiler alert for all those who want to watch the movie. And now for the listeners, I'm going to sum up the plot of the movie, but I still recommend you to watch the movie for yourselves. Interstellar is a thought-provoking science fiction film directed by Christopher Nolan, set in a dystopian future. The story follows Cooper, a former NASA pilot turned farmer, who is recruited to embark on a mission to save humanity. Earth is plagued by a series of global crop failures and a rapidly deteriorating environment. Cooper, along with a team of scientists, is sent through a newly discovered wormhole near Saturn to explore potential habitable planets in a distant galaxy. The crew faces numerous challenges as they navigate through the wormhole and encounter the gravitational anomalies of the alien star system. Time dilation becomes a crucial factor, causing years to pass on Earth while only hours or minutes elapse for the explorers. During their journey, they visit different planets with varying conditions. Some hold promise, while others prove inhospitable or even deadly. These encounters test the crew's courage and resourcefulness as they confront the limits of human survival and the sacrifice required for the greater good. Throughout the mission, Cooper's connection with his daughter, Murphy, remains a powerful emotional thread. Their band transcends the vastness of space and time with Cooper's message from the future becoming a lifeline for Murphy as she works to solve the gravity equation and save humanity from extinction. As the story unfolds, it develops into mind-bending concepts, relativity, the nature of time, and power of love and connection. It explores the human of desire to explore and understand the universe while grappling with the ethical dilemmas and sacrifice inherent in such a quest. Ultimately, Interstellar is a patent exploration of humanity, resilience, and our instinctive drive to seek answers beyond the boundaries of what we know. It poses philosophical questions about our place in the cosmos and the choices we must make to ensure our survival and the survival of the future generations. Did I forget something?
Well, no, you actually summarized it pretty well.
I think it was a pretty good summary for you.
Nice. What was your first impression of the movie?
Ahmed, you actually recommended the movie to me. It was my first watch of Interstellar, and the story's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was an eye-opener for me, and also the soundtrack of the movie, it was something out of the world.
Right.
Hans Zimmer, a German composer, actually made the soundtrack for Interstellar,
mm-hmm.
And it was really awesome. I didn't think that I would receive such a composition in a movie.
True.
And that was actually fascinating for me and for myself, actually, if I should be real.
Yeah, yeah, you're all right. Jessica, what was your first impression of the movie?
Well, the movie Interstellar sweeps you away into a mind-bending journey from start on.
Mm.
From first scenes, you experience a visually stunning journey with a combination of an epic score and scale, how you mentioned, Ferhat, about Hans Zimmer, who composed that. You will also have an immersive cinematic experience with an unforgettable and breathtaking plot throughout the whole movie, also led by a mind-blowing exploration of space and time.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, Christopher Nolan achieves to master a perfect blend of emotion and science. Since there are physical topics being mentioned, and for some people hard to understand. To sum up, you will witness a profound and unforgettable cinematic experience in which the extraordinary tale of love, sacrifice, and the human spirit is being portrayed.
By the way, Christopher Nolan is known for not relying CGI, but he has developed a new CGI software for the presentation of the black hole. Another fact is that in Interstellar, when they're on the water planet, you can hear a ticking sound every 1.25 seconds, and this ticking sound represents a whole day passing on Earth.
What?
Really?
Really, yeah.
Wow.
So, to get back to the topic, what impression do both of you have about the story world?
So, actually, there are various types of struggles or points I can mention here about my impression. One aspect would be the societal struggles. There are several types of societal struggles, like the intergenerational conflict, the scientific skepticism, and the climate change. Now about the first aspect, the intergenerational conflict. It presents the conflict between the younger and older generations, because one generation decides for the other and they need to live with consequences made by the one generation. That leads to difficult relationships, problems with understanding each other, and they also have different views and perspectives.
Yeah. Yeah.
About the scientific skepticism, there was a scene where aspect is being illustrated. There was an example about the Apollo mission in a school textbook.
Mm.
And according to the textbook, it was a fake, aka a hoax, claiming to bankrupt the former Soviet Union.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this was very crazy.
And the last point, which is very important for the plot of the movie, is climate change. Well, the extreme weather events makes the life on Earth inhospitable, since the quality of Earth is degraded. So the scientists search for new solutions, since food shortages and technology is being affected are occurring on Earth.
Another dystopian element was the technological regression, what you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see in the movie that the people not try to advance in science and tries more to survival.
Well, that's crazy.
Mm.
It's actually horrendous when you think about it, that
yeah,
we are
right.
currently trying to advance forward, but in the movie it's completely it's the opposite. It's like the Middle Ages again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do you know what's scary about this? That the phenomenon in the movie could actually happen to us. It's not something out of a science fiction movie or something like that. It's actual environmental collapse.
Really,
it's possible.
Scary.
It's really possible.
Yeah, like the humans, there's a food shortage. The habitable surface has reduced a significant amount. That means people live closer and much, much compressed together.
So yeah, it's a dystopian world where the characters live.
Yeah.
What do you think about Cooper Fett? Main character in the movie Interstellar.
I think about Cooper that his role is really significant. He's also, his character is pretty amazing. He's like a bonding person.
Mm.
He sees the significance of interaction between people as pretty much an important factor to humanity. That's also why I like his character, but also his strong-willed determination to save people. And that's something I appreciate, that he's like a shining bright star in the dark world, in the dystopian world in which they live. That's something amazing when you think about that environment in which they grew up. So like in the story, he actually leaves his family because he doesn't see any other chance to save humanity, or more importantly, his family from this dystopian world. Also, something that's interesting to observe is like the interaction between the other crew members and Cooper himself. That there are very different characters in the mission in which they want to save Earth. And that's like Romilly, he has a supportive role. He is like a good friend to Cooper. And Emilia, which in the beginning, they don't have like a good relationship, but it's changed over time because they experience together disastrous moments together.
Yeah, and Jessica, what is your opinion of Cooper?
Well, first of all, before I start, I understand your characterization and how you think about the relationship between them. So, from Murphy's perspective, her father's mission, in which Cooper would be, according to him, be away for only a couple of years, seems to her as a sign of abandonment, because she instantly denies that Cooper shouldn't fly into space, making the relationship really difficult and fractured. And as the story progresses, Murphy experiences a range of emotions, from anger to a wish for reuniting with her father. And at some point, Murphy's narrative and understanding of her father's decision changes, because she now understands the sacrifice he made to save the humanity and especially his family. And at the end, she never gave up on finding him, as we could see it in the final scene of a movie. And what is also impressive is that Dr. John Brand took like the father role which Cooper had before he left to fly into space. And also from her perspective, Dr. John Brand is a leader of the NASA project to find a habitable planet similar to Earth. And he's also a mentor figure, according to her, influencing, motivating to be a scientist. So she looks up at him, and throughout the movie she follows into his footsteps, because they have similar goals, and her determination to solve the equation about gravitational anomalies affecting the Earth, which is still unsolved by Dr. John Brand, approximately 40 years. So even though, now I'm coming to the relationship between Tom and Murphy, it is deeply influenced by Dr. John Brand, because Tom seems more skeptical and sides with Dr. Brand because he has like the same perspective, and so he doubts Murphy's ideas. So they have a complex and dynamic relationship.
Also, we have another children of Cooper, which you mentioned, and that's Tom. And throughout the movie, Tom maintains a strained relationship with his father. He resents Cooper for leaving their family behind to embark on the space mission, which he perceives as abandonment.
By the way, Dr. John Brand has an ambitious plan to save humanity by relocating them on another planet, since there is a crisis on Earth. And his main priority, which is Plan A, that is important for the movie, is to pursue that plan. But the truth is, he actually didn't solve an important equation to continue with Plan A, and that's why he needs to continue or stop with Plan B.
What was for you a plot twist that you did not expect?
Dr. John Brand confessed to Murphy that Plan A cannot be accomplished, which I mentioned before. So viewers are facing harsh reality in the movie, and that point or moment sets a new direction in the movie. Yeah.
And Ferd, what was for you a plot twist that you did not expect?
I think it was like the betrayal of Dr. Mann. More likely that Dr. Mann tried to kill Cooper to escape the planet which they were currently on. I think it's like a surprise that Dr. Mann betrayed them, and it adds a significant layer of suspense and unpredictability to the storyline. Because Dr. Mann is introduced to us as like a trustworthy person, which you're is right. A renowned scientist.
Yeah, you're right.
That was like something unexpected that did happen in the story, and I would say that was like a major turning point in the story for Cooper himself also, and also for the whole storyline itself.
But there's also another extreme plot twist, a fascinating plot twist. I hope you know what I mean. That was the plot twist where of the reveal of the ghost from Murphy.
This plot was
extremely fascinating. It came out that Cooper was the ghost who tried to communicate with his daughter through the time and gravity while he was in the Tesseract. And for real, I was not expected. It was extreme shock at the moment where I start to realize what's happening right now in this scene. Well, for people who like science fiction or are big fans from Christopher Nolan, I would really recommend to you this movie. Also to people who are interested in space and astrophysics or fans of emotional and truthful films, this movie is for you a recommendation. And for people who are more interested in action movies or are not science fiction fans, this movie is nothing for you, because it's more a slow-burning, contemplative movie. Now our time is up. And first of all, I appreciate that the guests were being here. Thank you to Ferhat and Jessica.
No problem.
It was fun on my part too, to talk with you.
I agree on that point.
And also thanks to the listeners for being here, and I appreciate you for supporting me. I also hope you enjoyed it. And see you next time.